Order, it's a little after 1:30, the time designated by the chair in an announcement on the floor. And we have a bill before us amending the definition of fault. It is sponsored by Mr. Terrio out of the House, the very same House that just killed every single Senate bill that was on their calendar. Did you know that? Is there someone here to testify on behalf of Mr. Terrio?
His office has been notified, sir.
His office has been notified. Were they notified to be here at 1:30?
I called him just 15 minutes ago.
Is anybody interested in this legislation?
Nope, not me.
Oh, I am.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye, Albert.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, we can set her for a while just in case Mike shows up. We still, once a quorum, no, once we're gavelled in, well, we could take an at ease. Once we have a quorum, we can take testimony.
Oh, good.
I'll whip downstairs and try and find him again.
I'll call Terrio's.
I had him and then he was gone.
I'll call Terrio's office again.
You have to be trusted. I saw Gene on the stairwell.
Really, I've checked this thing out about three ways. The courts are already doing it exactly the way it's written. No court is. No. We're talking about 19.
Oh, are you hearing 414, that mandatory mediation?
That was Green's bill.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was going to do that. It was a question, though we don't have a full quorum. We had one when we started. And Mike has been notified, and I think he'll be coming up.
Quorum is a tough thing to keep, sir.
Sometimes it is.
It's a terrible thing to waste.
Yes. Did you want to go ahead and explain it to us? And that way, when Mike's here, it's ready to be squirted?
Actually, my staff ran to get some additional information. But, Mr. Chairman, basically, the bill was introduced at the request of an AG that happens to be one of my constituents that has dealt with a number of cases where the argument has been advanced that a portion of fault or damages cannot be apportioned to a person who commits an intentional act. And the recent Kerr decision in Mr. Botello's memo to the legislative leadership indicated that part of their concern over the state losing on appeal was that the Supreme Court could rule, in fact, that that argument was valid and the state would not be able to shift any of the fault to the actual criminals in the mail bombing and would have to bear 100% of the fault itself. And this
No court has held that yet.
No court has held that yet. But
in fact, it's been tried in front of several different courts, all of whom rejected it as a silly argument, because if the act was intentionally done, it was certainly contemplated within the law that that would be fault for an intentional act.
Right. Well, I guess because the courts have been ruling that way, we just wanted to clarify it. So bringing that argument as part of your defense,
sure,
is extinguished. And any danger of them losing on appeal and judgments going up is also extinguished. Rather than existing out in a gray area, we just wanted to clarify that.
Yeah, what we actually did, if you review the Kerr case, what the jury did and the court did was the court followed the public's demand for allocation of fault specifically. And they found that the criminals involved were 88% negligent and that the prison system was 12% negligent. So 12% of her medicals and the rest of it will be paid. The other 88% will not. Prior to the time that we went through that tort reform movement in 1986, she would have been paid 100% because there was joint and several liability in this state. Anyone concerned about Mrs. Kerr and wanting the settlement to occur, many of us voted the other night to make sure that settlement would occur. Probably needs to send a letter to her explaining to her how she doesn't get a full settlement, she gets 12 cents on the dollar. Because we changed the law so she couldn't get a full settlement. Personally, I think she was deserving of the entire settlement. I don't have the people here, my friend, to adios this thing through.
Yeah, Senator Miller is holding a leadership conference.
OK. Okay, well, my idea on this is that we will just recess, not adjourn, so we don't have to go through notice requirements. We'll recess the committee, assuming Senator Green has no objection, and then we will kind of await the arrival of Senator Miller when he is available, and we will call back in at that time and move the bill.
Mr. Chairman, before we do leave, Crystal Smith is here from the AG's office. Susan Cox?
Susan Cox is on her way. I'll have to come and speak to you, but Senator Taylor, just for the record, I just wanted you to know that the department does support HB 19, and Ms. Cox, who's Assistant Attorney General, who works, as you know, in the special litigation field, will be here momentarily. So as soon as you're available to reconvene, she would like an opportunity to testify.
She doesn't need to. We're just going to move it out anyhow. So.
Okay. If I could get her before she gets into the car, that's your situation.
Tell her not to bother. Driving over. Let her and Tom have a nice Sunday.
Okay. Fine. I will try to catch her then before she leaves.
Thank you very much. You bet. We'll stand in recess awaiting a quorum.